What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, January 28th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite plays are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to Prize Picks, the presenting sponsor of this video. Go to awesomeo.com/prizepicks-promo. Get yourself a free month of Awesomeo Plus Platinum, a little bit of a deposit bonus. We got all sorts of goodies for you on the website. Cannot beat that deal. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Zach LaVine, Giannis, PJ Washington, Kevin Porter Jr., and CJ McCollum. On the outside looking in, who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we've got Mo Bamba. Center eligible, but just 4,800. Projected for 31. The goal is 37.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. I'm giving him 26 minutes, 1.18 fantasy points per minute, and I think there's a little bit of upside in his playing time. Projected for a double-double, 10 points, 10 boards, 2.5 stocks, in a slight pace-up spot against the Pistons. I just think that Bamba's price is a little bit lower than it should be right now. We don't have a ton of value on FanDuel, so squeezing it out in this way seems pretty reasonable. That's why we get to Bamba at 5. At number 4, if he plays, that's Robert Covington. Small forward, power forward eligible, 5,300. Projected 32, goal is 40, and he is in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. If he's in, I'm giving him 34 minutes. We have no Nas Little, so the minutes seem even more sturdy. 0.95 fantasy points per minute in this spot because it is a huge, huge pace-up spot against a terrible Houston team. Portland gains 3 possessions over their average. It doesn't get much bigger than that for teams. 11 points, 8.5 boards, 2 assists, almost 2 steals, 1.5 blocks. Does a little bit of everything. You need the rebounding to be there. I think Covington, if he's able to play, one of the best plays you'll find today, at least as of 11:08 a.m. Slightly different play here. We're paying up for LaMelo Ball, 8,600, projected for 47. The goal is 57, and he is in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I'm giving him 34 minutes, 1.38 fantasy points per minute in a great spot against the Lakers. It's pace up. They may be without LeBron James. They may also be without Anthony Davis. We do not know right now. And it's not like Russell Westbrook's going to be playing any real defense. LaMelo is in an incredible spot. 21 points, 9 boards, 8 assists. So knocking on the door of a triple-double plus 2 stocks. Take advantage of the matchup in this discounted price. Make sure you're getting yourself some LaMelo with no Gordon Hayward and potentially no Kelly Oubre. At 2, we're going to Orlando for Cole Anthony, point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,400, projected for 36.5. The goal is 46, and he is in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I'm giving him 32 minutes, 1.12 fantasy points per minute. It's a slight pace-up spot against Detroit, same matchup as Mo Bamba. 18-8-6 is the projected line. That means Cole Anthony is putting his hand on every bit of this game. Doesn't get a lot in the steals and blocks variety, but 18-8-6 for 6,400, point guard and shooting guard, plays a ton of minutes. Game might actually be competitive because both teams stink. I like that kind of spot for Anthony, who could conceivably play a little bit more if this game stays close. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then finally, one last shout out to Prize Picks. Go to awesomeo.com/prizepicks-promo for more details. My number one contender for today is Miles Bridges. He's small forward eligible, 7,700, projected for 43. The goal is 53, and he is in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I gave him 36 minutes, 1.2 fantasy points per minute in this spot because we're missing some guys, so usage gets a bump. It's a great spot against the Lakers. I got him in for 22.5 points and 10 boards. That's a double-double right out of the gate, 3 assists and 2 stocks. Now, he looks pretty similar to Anthony and Ball, Covington and Bamba, even CJ McCollum. He could just as easily be 7th or 8th on this list if I just took 1 minute away. But he is still, for right now, one of the best plays you're going to find in a great matchup. And that's really all that matters. And it could get better with no Oubre. So Miles Bridges is my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, January 28th. DraftKings and Yahoo versions of this video are around here somewhere. Make sure you check them out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win that money. Back again Monday morning for another edition of The Contenders.